mom's a bravo. Real mom's a bravo. Real mom's a bravo. Real mom's a bravo.
We have a very special guest. Our favorite from Summer House, Danielle, is here.
Danielle Oliveira, mi hermana. Just had to throw that in there.
You don't have to say I'm your favorite.
You are our favorite, though. I don't take tequila shots with just anybody.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We're doing that later, right?
Oh, yeah, obviously. Yeah. She might throw up in a trash can, but we're definitely going to do it.
Oh, my God. Challenge accepted.
Yeah. I'm actually a dainty vomiter. I'll just go like, boop, and then I'm like back to drinks. Yeah.
I've witnessed it, and I can co-sign that. She's definitely... dainty when she pukes, but let's talk about something else that might make us puke.
Ugh, we have to. Let's start with it.
Oh, God.
Joe Bradley.
My goodness.
We're going to go there early.
Joe effing Bradley.
I mean, so you were on Watch What Happens Live. You revealed a little more. He was sharing his location, which
yes,
I think men need to learn. We saw this on Love is Blind. Don't do shady shit when you're sharing your location. Right? Like, that's really odd.
I think so, too. And he had been sharing his location for, like, pretty much the whole time we were together a thing. And so it wasn't news that I could, like...
Yeah, see what he was doing.
And I wasn't doing it in a creepy, like,
yeah, we follow our husbands just because, yeah, ex-murderer, like, oh, kind of way. Are you at the store? Or, like, or if he's flying in, you're like, oh, like, where's your Uber? Like, should
well,
I be...
Well, ladies, yeah. I truly thought I was going to go back and sleep at the Dream Hotel with him. Because my bags were there. Like, we were having a little staycation there for the past couple of days because no. They put him up. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, my God. Okay, so he claims that he's going to go meet up with friends from college.
Yep.
Ends up in the Upper East Side, which it's like, your friends from college probably don't live in the Upper East Side. That's where the Countess lives. So, I mean, have you heard from Luann? Has she reached out?
No. And, you know, it's not even, like, about Luann.
Right.
It's like, you know, it's strange that it is Luann, because our world is crazy. But, I mean, it could have been anyone, I think. And he would have made a bad decision anyway.
This is what I want to know, because you guys stayed together two nights after
my apartment.
So, at your apartment, like, when did you... I'm sure you're connecting dots... immediately. So you saw the shared location like that night.
Yeah.
And then you confronted him, I'm going to imagine, and just said, like, wait, you were actually at Luann's, and he denied, and you're like, okay, whatever, make this good. Is that kind of how those 2 days went?
So not really, because I believed him. I literally said that night, text message, it looks like you're going somewhere to make a mistake. So, like, in my mind, I was like,
good for
lives
you
up,
too.
Up
love
there.
That.
And yeah. Then he kind of was just like, absolutely not. I'm just meeting up with some college friends, you know. And so I kind of believed him. But that night I was like, well, F this. I'm going to go back to Brooklyn. So he came the next morning with my bags and stuff. And I was just like, what's going on? Like, and he kind of just tripled down on that. Like, nothing. I just went out, like, wish you were there. Went back to Dream. But then, okay, so that day goes by, and I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. The next morning, Amanda Hirsch of Not Skinny But Not Fat, yeah. She calls me, and she's like, I got some news. I think it was Us Weekly. Someone from Us Weekly says that they're dropping a big story, and it's regarding Joe and Luann. So I'm like, this man is in my bed right now. I'm like, Joe.
Hello.
Hear the comment? Yeah.
Because I was like up and at it already. Like, I had a full work day. And so I was like, something's coming out, like, soon. Care to comment? And so he starts freaking out, all that stuff. But he's like, deny, like, completely. Like, that's absolutely not true. It's, like, the worst kind of rumor, all that, all X, Y, and Z, you know, everything.
I honestly could see believing it, too, because, I mean, Luann is very flirty. That's kind of her brand. Like, we've seen her flirt with
And I saw it happening right in front of my eyes.
Right, I mean, I love that you said on Watch What Happens, you're like, Andy, I was making eye contact with you because I felt uncomfortable by what was happening. And clearly you had every right to, given what happened.
Yeah. And, like, I would never have thought that flirtatious behavior would end in the way that it ended. Like, I would never have put that together.
He's been out on podcasts saying, like, we broke up because I am just not in a place in my life where I deserve a woman like Danielle. I need to become better.
I mean, that's true.
Yeah.
Probably the only...
But I'm like, you're not this truth. Noble man being like, she deserves better than what I can give her. Like,
I don't even know what, like, there's probably a word for that. Like, I mean, to me, it's just like copping out.
Yeah.
You can't, like, you didn't want to address your own bad behavior and, like, talk about it. But so instead, you're, you know, throwing me up on this pedestal and to, like, you know, doing me a favor, like, I'm not good enough for you. Like, you no. just be better.
Yeah, yeah. You could right. also just make better choices, like you said in your text. You yeah. could also just do that.
Yeah.
That's an easier way as well. So, okay, well, men, do better. For the men listening, yeah. do better.
I just don't like liars. And so that was, like, the biggest, just don't lie.
I feel like that's such a fair, like that's, like, that's the bar set. The bar isn't set, like, so high. You're not, like, you need to have all these, like, don't lie. And just be decent.
And don't go to the Upper East Side. Yeah. I mean, it's that simple.
Really. Two things. That's all you're asking for. Well, so one relationship in your life that we've seen go through some really hard times, but it looks like it's on the way up. It's so, I think it's been so fun watching it play out on social media, and hopefully we'll see it on Summer House too. But you and Lindsay seem to be in a much better place.
Yes, we are. It's been really great. You will see it play out. But it was like, I was like baby stepping my way yeah. like towards the friendship again, because, you know, it was a lot last summer, a lot that, like, I learned by watching it back. And
that,
you know,
reunion was, like, heartbreaking to watch, just knowing how close you guys had once
well,
been.
Well, and yeah. friendship breakups can feel like a divorce. Like, I've been through some in my life, and it's not thankfully you guys aren't divorced as friends, no. but
it's a trial separation.
It was a long separation.
Yeah, but it sucks. So I'm so happy to see that you're on the other side of everything. But I know her separation, I don't know how much it played into that, but I'm glad that you guys are in a much happier place.
You know, it didn't. Like, I was in full support of them all summer long, and I was keeping a distance enough where I just don't want to be in their business like I was, and I don't want to, like, go down that road again. I want to have these boundaries and, you know, just get back to where we were without inserting myself in her relationship. Just like, I got you, you know, I will RSVP, like, go you guys. And so I wanted it to exist without, you know, too much heaviness in the beginning. Because, it's starting to get heavy already. We're yeah. in episode 2.
Honestly, as a viewer, I was shocked, because going into the summer, you know, I was expecting, like, maybe mid-season trailer, we're going to see this bomb drop. But episode 2, I was like, okay.
You and know, as I was surprised, too.
I was like, oh, yeah,
did
my
you
God.
Know it? Because you were off, like, you were in the other Uber. And
I was
like,
in the other Uber. And then I was, like, in the club, like, yeah. you know, just doing my thing. And, like, yeah, Carl was having a great time. But, like, I was like, oh, cool. We got a cool, fun Carl
yeah,
this
fun
summer.
Carl's
like,
here.
Yeah, let's go. And so I was kind of all about it, especially with the two new guys. I was like, okay, this feels really, really good. But I guess to Lindsay, it felt really, really bad. And I didn't know what was going on in the other car. I mean, like, I was like, where are the cameras in that one?
Yeah, I mean, really.
At least some audio
Aren't
or
they
something.
Usually in the cars?
Yeah. Usually have, like, you know, some, I don't know. They really missed out on that one.
Shout out to Ashley Darby, who does turn on her phone in those moments. Like, she will.
Amanda tried. She took
I
notes.
I mean, yeah, that was so brilliant. I was, like, cackling. I'm like, Amanda, hilarious.
I mean, it was good. I mean, her notes weren't anything, like, groundbreaking, but they could have been. Yeah. What if it would have been something we didn't see? And she's like, I got these notes. Yeah. I know what happened.
But, like, I had no idea a lot of it was going on. And then, like, that's why I, like, innocently asked that, like, the next morning, like, oh, like, because I heard that she didn't sleep in her own bed. So, like, that's why. But, like, I didn't know but, yeah, what really it was all about.
The way they edited the episode almost made it seem like you shared a wall with them, just based on, like, the foot of you, like, kind of, like, you know, wait, are you listening to something?
I am down the hall, like, properly down the hall. When I saw that too, I was like, wait.
Like, I'm not listening into this fight. I couldn't hear it.
Yeah, yeah. And it was, like, honestly, like not a cool clip of me getting out of bed either. I'm like, it's like nothing graceful. It was like just me, like, kind of rolling. I was like, what is this?
No, but the way, like, my interpretation, I was like, oh, wait, is she just listening? And yeah, so that's funny hearing that aspect that you're down the hall.
Yeah, no, I was just minding my own business down the hall.
Well, I'm assuming part of, like, getting closer with Lindsay and being in a good space and, you know, being invited to the wedding and RSVPing was that you also then were getting into a better space with Carl, because you guys were good friends before.
Yes.
How has your friendship been throughout this breakup for them?
Oh, the breakup. Because, like, I was trying with both of them.
Yeah.
My priority was Lindsay over the summer, but I was really trying to build back up with Carl again.
Because you guys, I think people don't realize, like, you guys, the three of you were all very close friends. Like, you yeah. and Carl were good
when
friends.
When I dated that man in 2015,
yeah.
like, we've known each other. There's history there. We've yeah. known each other for years and years and years. So, obviously, I wouldn't want to just throw that all away. And even last summer, I was very vocal about wanting, like, about Carl being like too zen and like there's you're in there, buddy. I know you are. I've known you for a while, but like this is different. And I think his sobriety journey was, you know, still very much beginning at that point. So I was more of an advocate of him, like, you know, getting back to who he once was. And so that's always going to be something that I want for him, because I know that he struggles with, you know, can I be fun Carl without mm-hmm. being associated with, you know, drugs and alcohol. And like you see it, the first
it comes up.
And so I think that that has always been in the back of his mind. And over this summer, I really tried to be a friend again to him, ask him about, you know, some work stuff. He asked me about mine and, you know, it was great. And then the breakup happens and I really wanted to have a conversation with him when we picked cameras back up. But he went on an airplane and fled the scene.
Yeah, we saw those pictures. Page 6, we saw it.
I think I was with the girls too when we were like after we were filming. I was like, oh, that man's on an airport right now. Like he's leaving. So
it was kind of wild because they're like, Lindsay and Carl, like, you know, the wedding's off. And then like, and Carl's in an airport. We're like, oh,
like yeah.
It does make, and it, you know, we still have to see a lot of it play out. But I do think early on it was like everybody was very quickly like team Lindsay, because it looked like he like broke up with her and then like truly fled the scene, like you said. And
I mean, he did.
Yeah.
I'm still tuning in because there's more.
Real Moms of Bravo.
One thing everyone has to do is grocery shop. So why not do it from the comfort of your couch? For me, that's where Thrive Market comes in. The no junk food, healthy grocery store that even my kids love. Thrive Market is my go-to for all my grocery and household essentials. And the convenience of getting everything online, then quickly shipped to my doorstep is a huge time saver. I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. They restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories, and I can use their on-site filters to suit my lifestyle needs. Whether you're looking for organic kid snacks, low-sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks to make simpler, healthier swaps. As a mom with kids, I'm always looking for healthier alternatives for my children, and especially as we're hosting friends and play dates, there's other kids with dietary restrictions, so Thrive Markets makes it easier for me to have gluten-free options for those in my life. Not only do I save time as a Thrive Market member, but I also save money on every single grocery order. On average, I save over 30% each time. They even have a deal page that changes daily and always has some of my favorite brands. When you join Thrive Market, you are also helping a family in need with their one-to-one membership matching program. You join, they give. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/realmoms for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/realmoms. thrivemarket.com/realmoms.
Let's just face it, we're all getting to an age where hangovers the next day can no longer be an option. Sleep is maybe the most important thing we need to feel good, to just have energy to get through the day. And that's why I've changed my mind about what my little libation is going to be in the evening. And I've moved away from alcohol and onto THC. And this is why I love using Mood. If I'm in a social vibe or I just want to unwind to help me sleep better, or maybe it's date night and, you know, I want to keep that romance alive that night and feel aroused, they have products for all of that. So it's really fun to try it out. It's safe to use. Mood is known for their federally legal THC, and now they're adding their most potent product yet to the lineup. Introducing hemp-based THCA flower, the future of legal THC. Try it along with all the Mood's other amazing offerings like flower, gummies, vapes, and more. I'm a huge fan of the gummies. I took them with me on my trip to New York. It was great to help me just unwind, fall asleep. I also, you know, popped one in before we went to dinner and felt like, you know, I was a little social butterfly that night. For a limited time, Mood is giving our listeners a free THCA pre-roll and 20% off your first order. Just visit hellomood.com and use our promo code REALMOMS. That's hellomood.com. code REALMOMS for 20% off your order and a free THCA pre-roll.
So we're going to keep watching that unpack. But thankfully, there's aspects of summer that's become fun. I want to talk about the newbies. We've got West and Jesse. What's like one word you would use to describe each of them?
For Wes, hype beast. And Jesse, goofball.
I love that. And given that we've had some newbies in the past, and I know you have some friendships with them, but do you feel like these guys and the energy and like the fandom is loving them? Do you feel like we'll see them stick around?
I hope so. I think that they both are fully in it. They're very cute when they talk about it also. They're like, I'm getting this DM or like, you know, and like, you know, even
their
Jesse.
Their followers have like doubled. Like it's fun watching when the newbies come on and they have like 10,000 followers and then each episode airs and now they're at like 40,000. Like, I mean, it shouldn't be all about your follower count, but it's fun.
I know, but I think that they love it. And so I like seeing them succeed in that space. Cause like, you know, my first season, people were just like, she's boring. She stinks. Don't understand why she's on the show. So like for them, I'm like, yeah, that's cool. Like you guys have a great first season. And, you know, we'll see how.
Be careful.
We always say that, you know, we'll see how it all plays out.
We've seen it. Tom Sandoval, like a case in point, like just don't do that. Or even Joe Bradley, like don't do that. Just don't do that. There's case studies out there. So we also see you hanging out with some old Summer House folks. Shout out to Steven.
Yes.
Is there anyone that you would like to see like come back?
I would like Steven to come back, you know, even like if he wanted to do a part time.
Like friend up. Yeah.
Yeah. I would love because he's just so hilarious. And like that dark humor. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy it.
I mean, back when he was on, it felt like, oh, this is like drama. Now we've had so many other things that it's like we've almost become desensitized to it. So if you would like go back and rewatch, you might be like, oh, this wasn't intense as I thought. But at the time, he was good drama.
Yeah, good drama, good TV. And he's like in a much better place now, just like in life and his career, that some of like the darker sides wouldn't be there. It'd be a little bit lighter, but still very Steven. So I would pick Steven to come back.
And he's friends with other people in the cast still, too. So it could be organic bringing.
We're all for that manifestation and putting that out there. Speaking of other friends, we always talk about Ultimate Girls Trip and what we dream up of. We want to see the Summer House, Vanderpump, Southern Charm.
A non-housewife Ultimate Girls Trip.
What would be your dream cast and location?
Ooh, location. That's hard, too. I would love to vacation and party with Katie Maloney, obviously Ariana, Lindsay, Paige. God, I have all the girls on my cast.
Any
really
Southern Charmers? We have Madison or Vanita.
Madison and Vanita, they're just so funny. And like, they would look so cute in every outfit that we put together.
Vanita, like her style. I'm like, how can I just copy?
She's a Barbie.
Yeah. And I love Leva as well, too. Like, how many people can we cast on this thing?
I mean, I feel like we've casted like 10. Yeah. So that we might have reached capacity, but that's a solid cast. We would love, like, we're putting this out there. We're all about, like I said, manifestation. We're putting it out there. We would love to see Bravo, like, take this Ultimate Girls Trip and apply it to you all. Like, I think it would just be fun and fresh to see you all mingle. And clearly you have friendships with people. And we've seen that crossover on Summer House with Stassi back in the day.
And we genuinely like each other. And I think BravoCon is a perfect place for us to kind of like start to like develop that friendship. And then it kind of carries on. And we all like, I like supporting them. Oh my God, I didn't even realize Below Deck is also in there too. There's so many great Below Deckers.
That's the thing, it's gonna be hard. I feel like, maybe it has to, the first run would have to be like just VPR, Southern Charm, Summer House, and then maybe stand out.
Maybe.
Otherwise,
I don't know.
This list, we're gonna be taking like senior, remember like your senior year spring break when it was like 30 kids?
But I think I would wanna go to Marrakesh or something like that.
Ooh.
Like
We love, wow. Marrakesh, we are into that. Something else we're into is your app. You're an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Let us know where Dawn is at.
Dawn. So we got accepted to the Apple Store and Google Play. So it'll be available on iOS and Android. But we're getting people off the wait list. We're a very like small, lean team, and we're pre-seed. So we haven't raised money yet to like expand properly. So it's a good thing because my co-founder and I own all of it. And it's a bad thing because we really want to expand, but it's, you know, difficult too. But we will get there and we'll get people off the wait list slowly but surely.
For those who don't know, tell us a little bit about the app. Like what, you know, we want to get on the wait list if we haven't. How do we do that?
So basically my mission is to have people styled using clothes that they already own, or, you know, promote more sustainable clothing and capsule wardrobes. So to do that, you need to create that share closet that we all know and love.
That was my dream, the computer program. We all wanted it. Yeah.
And so our AI would, you know, help you shuffle through and make recommendations. The more we learn about you, the better the recommendations become. But also there will be a lot of stylists on the app as well. So you can hire a stylist and based on whatever price point you want, really democratizing the stylist. Stylists are not just for celebrities or Bravo celebrities. It's for every single person. And then also, you know, creating a community where everyone's sort of like sharing and being social. Content creators can come. And basically I want a little bit of a Spotify-esque, like to be able to go through playlists. So let's say it's a Black Jean playlist. And so every, you know, content creator can create these. I will have all Black Jeans. So you can know exactly how to style the Black Jean or the cowboy boot or the oversized jacket. So that you're always are inspired based on the kind of clothing that you want to wear.
I need that in my life ASAP. Like
getting on the wait list
right now. Definitely getting on the wait list. I feel like you're an underrated fashion queen. I want to like give you some kudos. I know Paige, we hear a lot about Paige. Now that Paige's fashion isn't great. Love you, Paige. But I also feel like you've got such great street style. And I love how you take vintage pieces with mixing it with other pieces in your closet. Like for those of us who can't mix and match, like what's your advice for kind of leaning in and taking fashion risks or trying new trends? Like how would you approach it?
So I'm really big on knowing your own personal style and leaning in, and also knowing your body. Like I think that to try to emulate other people, it's only going to get you more and more depressed, you know? So know what works for you, know what doesn't. I have, you know, skinnier legs, so I like to accentuate those more. I also like, you know, in the beginning of or how I put a piece of an outfit together, I start with one item that I know I absolutely want to wear. So today it was this oversized vintage jacket. And so how am I going to, you know, accentuate what needs to accentuating, covering up what needs to be covered up? And then how do I, you know, just match it? And then also a lot of trial and error.
Is it hard watching back like previous seasons? You're like, oh, yeah, Danielle, why did I wear that?
Of course. And you know what? It's usually the pajama game or like the.
That's the hard part with summer house. I don't think people understand. Like you go to bed and you wake up.
Yeah.
Go down and eat
I'm
breakfast,
like, why am I getting dressed up at night? Because they cut all of that out anyway, or they show 2 seconds of it. And then they'll show like 30 minutes of me looking haggard at the kitchen table in like a sports bra. And, like, you know, it's like, why?
But on one hand, like, you say why to that, but it's also like more realistic to us. Like we have a love hate with the glam and housewives because it's on one hand, it's like fun. But then on the other hand, it's like it becomes so like well
unrelatable.
Done. Unrelatable. Yeah. Exactly. So your sports bra is relatable and you don't look haggard.
Oh, my God. So there was the kitchen table in episode 2. I'm like, put on a base layer of like a foundation or something, girl. Like, what is wrong with your face? And I remember we went out till like 3 o'clock in the morning that night. That morning, we were clubbing. So, like, I have to give myself a little bit of grace. No one knows that because they cut out all of that. But
we need more timestamps. They sometimes will do it. I want like a continuous like timestamp. Like, yeah,
same.
Like sometimes
it would
the
make
parties
so much more sense.
Like, it'll be like, you know, they start at like noon or whatever, and then everyone's like leaving at like 6, but like we don't know that, and it's like, well, they've been drinking for 6 hours. Like we need to like factor this in as we're watching stuff unfold.
Yeah, but I agree wholeheartedly. It'll help me out.
But I also like just applaud you guys because a lot of the summer house people are like, you know, you're in your mid to late 30s. And I just love that you guys still go out and like you do. You are exhausted the next day and we see it. But it's like we feel that. But I'm like, I need to be reminded, like, we all need like a 3 a.m. night every now and then.
Yeah. I mean, those are getting fewer and far between for me. I mean, I need to hang up the cleats at some point.
We've started a new thing. Like we joke. We found this reel, but it was kind of like what we did when we went to Charleston for our girls' weekend. And it's like, just do your 3 a.m. shit at noon.
Yeah.
And then go to bed at 10.
I love day drinking.
Yeah.
Huge day drinker.
Yeah.
There's the a reason why I love the morning beer. It's a great way to get started.
I knew you're like a morning beer. And I was like, man, should I bring her a morning beer? But I was like, that might be aggressive.
We'll do the after. Yeah.
We'll do a post pod beer. Okay. I want to ask you about this season. Tell us two truths and one lie to tease up this upcoming season. And obviously, we'll figure out what the lie is once we watch.
Okay. Okay. I get into a fight with Gabby. I hook up with a stranger. Are these all about me?
They can't be. I like this theme.
I kiss Jesse.
Oh.
Man, I don't know.
Man, I'm excited now. Which one do you think is the lie? I think it's a fight with Gabby.
I think it's the hookup with a stranger.
So we'll just have to watch and see. But I just thought that would be kind of fun way to kind of tease up the season.
I do want to ask you something. I feel like you made the comment like in the beginning, people are like, she's boring, get her off the show. It did feel like for the longest time, people are like, Danielle, Lindsay's friend. And then even while you and Lindsay were in a good space, you kind of like became more of the leading lady in your own life. Like, what did you feel that change too? Was it a shift in you or was it just a shift in the show?
I think I'm the leading lady in my own life all the time, but I'm more of a nerdy one. Like I was so content with being in corporate America, and the show was always like this really amazing thing that I also do on top of that. It was supplemental. It wasn't my main hustle. And tech will always be my main hustle. But now I did shift in my perspective of myself on the show. Like I can be present and fully present in both. I don't have to be, you know, less than in this place because I don't want Capital One to, because if I'm more explosive, Capital One's gonna be like, You gotta go.
Yeah.
So I think that had something to do with it, just like kind of playing it more cool. And then I don't know, I just felt like for me, I do things gradually and I learn. And I think that I'm kind of, you know, an expert at the show at this point. I've been doing it for so many years that now I know that I can be good at it. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, make sense, but I think for us, like, you're comfortable in your own skin. Mm-hmm. You're like this boss bitch with your, you know, the app, you're in tech. Like, I feel like the more comfortable you are in who you are, it comes out on camera in a good way.
Yeah. I mean, if you saw me though, like at my desk at Capital One and in meetings, like I was commanding the shit out of that place. It's just that I didn't really feel like being the main on Summer House. I really didn't.
I get that too. I feel like, because in my job, I feel like I have to be so like regimented and like focused and stuff. And so like when it comes to then like my kids, I'll be like, I don't know what their schedule is. Like, we'll figure it. You know, it's like, I can't, you can't be that person 100%. You'll burn out.
Yeah.
So it's like, you got to have the balance of like, this is when I'm focused and this is when I'm going to be the boss bitch. And maybe when I'm chilling, you know, in the Hamptons in the summer, I'm going to let other people kind of.
Yeah. And I was okay with that because I know who I am. And like, you know, I think that I do become more and more confident over time that there's truth there. But like, I didn't need it. I don't know, because I was so fulfilled elsewhere.
I love to hear that. And we all have work personas versus our real life personas. Like you think about the friendships in your lives who you're genuinely friends with and you're like, I don't know work you, but. Okay, like it's just weird. So I totally get what you're saying. We're gonna wrap up the show with some fun, lighthearted speed round questions.
Are we already done? This is so depressing.
Oh my god, I know. We're just, I mean,
like, what? Time flies.
These are just like light and fun.
Okay.
What is the last show you binged?
I'm gonna go Below Deck. Ooh. I watch Below Deck a lot, guys.
Which
I really do.
One?
Med was the most recent one, but I'm on Below Deck OG right now. There's a new season with Frasier.
Yeah.
Really loving it.
Would you love to like appear on Below Deck?
Absolutely. We should charter a yacht.
Oh, the three of us? I think that's the ultimate girls trip. I'm in. I thought you were going to pitch your ultimate girls trip, and I'm like, yeah. But then when you pointed to us, I was like, oh. I would die, and I'd be in a heartbeat.
Yeah, we would gladly be in. Yeah.
I would love to see, like, they'd be like, Abby, Danielle's friend. And then I would just be like the drunk idiot that everyone's like, why is she there?
No, you'd be like dainty puking on the side of the.
Oh, I would. That's not. Yeah, that would be.
You would.
Yeah. She's like, because I'd have the combo of like.
It'd be like a little something for everyone.
Yeah. Like, I'm the puking rally girl.
Okay. You could go with the next one, Abby.
All right. Last song you listened to.
Guys, it's going to be emo.
That's okay.
I love it.
It's called, it's by this band, I See Stars. Of course, it's called I See Stars. Calm Snow.
Oh, I mean, very emo.
I just feel like with like a Bravo Labs, we know some other things, but I just like these like little fun get to know you. So I'm going to Spotify and check that song out.
Yeah.
Last book you read or podcast?
I'm a true crime podcasty girl.
That's okay. I just got into
my
reading.
Do you do My Favorite Murderer?
No, Housewives of True Crime.
Oh, that's a great one. Yeah, I love My Favorite Murder.
I literally listened to Housewives of True Crime on the way here.
Wow.
Shout out Housewives of True Crime. Yeah. Last Bravo Lab you texted?
Lindsay and Gabby.
Group text or just individual?
Actually, Sam's in that one too. So yeah.
There we go.
Group text.
There you go. Well, we loved having you on the show. Thank you, Danielle, for joining us. Make sure you put yourselves on the wait list for Dawn.
Yes.
You guys don't want to miss that. And we'll definitely share on our page as things kind of continue to develop with that. But thank you so much, Danielle, for joining us.
Thank you for having me, ladies. Don't you tell me all them lies. But when it comes to something real, we both chose.